We do have some reader questions now.
Great.
A reader by the name of Lola99 is totally blown away by your band Loaded, and she wants to know if you ever see a day where Loaded becomes a full-time project for you.
Well, it's kind of been, I don't know, full-time, but we just went out and toured on this EP that we put out.
That's right.
We put out an EP to sort of say, here, it's some songs from this forthcoming record we have coming out on Century Media.
Mm-hmm.
We got in somewhere back. We've always played every Christmas. We played some sort of charity show up in Seattle. And this last Christmas, I was going through, I think Japan and Australia just got canceled because of semantics with the singer and of Velvet Revolver.
Right.
We played a gig, and we'd been writing songs over these years, and after the gig, it was like, we should make a new record. My tour is going to be over in April. Everybody was into it. Why not? And we got into the studio up in Seattle in about June. And it was one of those magical times when all those notes and those parts of songs mm-hmm. that you hear in your head happened on tape. Loaded is something we all keep the fun around. I think it's a release valve for all of us in the band from our lives. So it was like, okay, well, hey, man, let's go, we all talked, let's go tour. Let's go play the UK. We've never played the UK. Well, wait, okay, well, let's get the record out before that. Well, it was, now it's July. We can't get the record out in a month and a half.
Right.
So we put out this EP, Century Media. We did a deal with them, and they put out the EP, and, well, it sold out. It was amazing. Put out, I think, 7,000 or 10,000 copies. Which, in this economy, without any advertising.
No, that's...
It's pretty killer.
That's saying something.
I was really stunned. So we did this tour of we played Spain and we played Italy and we played the UK and we played Ireland. We played just about every night. The places were full, and people were into it. And the band is a really fun band. Thing is, I'm the singer for the in the band, and I've never considered myself I'm not a trained singer. But I sing from the heart, and I think. Finally, after singing this long for 10 years as a lead singer, I might be finding my stride. And it feels really good. It feels really comfortable. After I finally realized that this last summer when Loaded was playing some gigs, after playing all of these years, that I think all of these years I've been trying to convince a crowd that they were good. Whatever band, with Guns N' Roses or Velvet Revolver or Neurotic Outsiders or whatever, I think every musician has that in the back of their head.
You're leading me into another reader question. A reader by the name of DuffFanGNRVR asks, that's a long one, asks, would you ever consider taking over lead vocals for Velvet Revolver?
People have suggested that. I don't think my voice is big enough to really compete with Slash and Matt and even my bass playing. And I think Velvet Revolver is more of a band where you need a singer that's not hindered by a guitar in front of them. You need somebody who's flailing around.
The front man, per se.
A proper singer without a guitar on or a bass on or whatever.
A reader by the name of The Dude 5 wants to know, do you have any specific warm-up exercises that you do either at home or before a show? And I guess he means on the bass.
On the bass, yeah. I actually started taking bass lessons about a year ago.
Really?
Out of nowhere, I really got re-inspired as a bassist. And I was listening to a lot of Duck Dunn.
Oh, wow.
Some of the older stuff, just getting back to the roots of where modern rock came from. Jamerson and Duck Dunn.
Oh, yeah.
It all stems from them. And
great moving bass parts.
Great. Brilliant. And you can, if you listen to them, then obviously you see John Paul Jones. Okay, well, he's a Jamerson guy, but it kind of all come modern rock bass playing. I think it's been dumbed down since then. Unfortunately, I would encourage any but aspiring bass player to listen to any Booker T and the MGs stuff, and definitely Jamie Jamerson, Motown. Go in order, so you understand where it's coming from. Because I think that really, and then listen to what McCartney did with it, and listen to John Paul Jones did with it. Yeah, I was really kind of just studying bass players and getting really inspired to become better at my craft, and started taking some lessons from Reggie Hamilton here in L.A. He's a session mm-hmm. guy. He's amazing. And he really showed me some killer things to do warm-ups with, some great techniques and stuff. So I warm up like I've never warmed up before. I play scales all the way up the neck. I do a finger stretching exercises between my index and my middle finger,
okay.
and my middle finger and my ring finger. So I play ascending and descending scales with just those three fingers. Just some sort of like finger twister riffs that I make up that just that helps your dexterity.
Has Slash commented that he's noticed a difference in your playing?
I think, yeah, Matt and Slash have both been into it. I'm playing with my fingers for the first time in my life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's really with my bass lessons, what I was trying to accomplish, like, get acquainted with playing with my fingers on my right hand.
A reader by the name of Space Kid wants to know if there's ever going to be a Neurotic Outsiders reunion concert.
I hope so. We played three songs at a charity gig here in Hollywood about two years ago, I guess, 2.5 years ago. And it was great. You know, we played three songs, and I think we all wish we would have played a whole set. So one day, I mean, I Steve Jones is one of my idols, just guitar idol, and the way that he rolls and wrote songs and everything. And John Taylor's a great bass player. And, you know, of course, Matt Swarm.
A reader by the name of Mean Venus J wants to know how he can apply for the lead singer gig in Velvet Revolver.
That's a good question. I think you just contact Rick Canny at Sanctuary Management here in L.A.
Okay. Well, Duff, it's been great speaking with you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's been great.
This is Joe Basso for Music Radar, the place for music makers, and I've been speaking with Duff McKagan. Again, Duff, thank you very much for spending so much time with me. It's been great.
It's been great, Joe. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Take care now.